All Rolled into One by Steph Killen. Illustrated by Hugo Miranda. Genre: realistic fiction is a made-up story that can be set in a real place. What is the setting of this story? Question of the week: how can different cultures contribute to the foods we eat? Saturdays are my favorite day. Mama makes crepes for breakfast. In a big bowl, she mixes flour, salt, milk, eggs, and butter. She lets my little brother Oscar and me take turns stirring the batter with a big wooden spoon. Then she heats up a special pan and pours some batter on it, swirling it around until the bottom of the pan is completely covered with a thin layer of the batter. She uses the same pan her mom used to make her and her sister's crepes when they were little. After a couple minutes, she flips the crepe over to brown both sides. It takes time to make crepes for the whole family: Papa, Mama, Grandma, Oscar, and me, Clara. As the crepes are done, Mama stacks them on a plate and keeps them warm in the oven. Oscar and I have learned to be patient. They are so good. They are worth the wait. When they are all done, we get to choose our toppings. Grandma and I like berry jam or fresh fruit. Oscar and Papa like cinnamon and sugar. Oscar says it tastes like churro pancake. We cover the crepes with our toppings and then roll them up. Mama says, "Bon appétit." Suddenly, everyone gets quiet because we're so busy eating. I eat at least four. Good thing Mama makes a double batch. Crepes are just part of what makes Saturdays and our family special. After breakfast, Grandma, Mama, Oscar, and I go to the market. Grandma and Mama carry colorful shopping bags and discuss what they need to get. Grandma has been going to the same market since she was a little girl, and she took Papa and his brothers and sister when they were young. There is so much to see. I love all the shapes and colors of the fruits and vegetables. Oscar likes to watch the butcher chop up meat. I have to pull him along to keep up with Mama and Grandma. There are stalls selling juices, tacos, tortas, kitchen utensils, and crafts. We always see someone we know and stop to chat for a bit. Sometimes a man plays guitar and sings, and Mama puts some coins in his guitar case. We buy ingredients for enchiladas, including chicken, onion, cheese, and tortillas. The woman who makes tortillas is an old friend of Grandma's. Grandma says nobody makes better tortillas than her friend, not even Grandma herself. Grandma and Mama take turns cooking for our family. They each have certain things they want to cook with. Grandma gets chorizo for making tacos and chicharrón, Papa's favorite snack. Mama gets lots of vegetables. She buys tomatoes, sweet peppers, and herbs. She loves the little light green striped squash that are bigger on one end than the other. She says they are like the long, skinny, dark green squash she ate growing up, but even better. Her shopping bag is so full, Oscar and I have to carry some squash. I ask her what she is going to make us with all the vegetables. "I don't know yet," she says, "but I'm sure you will love it." All that shopping makes us hungry again. Near the market is a bakery, and we stop for a treat. Beautiful pan dulce in pink and yellow and brown line the shelves. But there are also other breads and pastries like braided challah and Mum's favorite, croissants. Each different bread uses a different dough, but they all smell wonderful. It is hard to choose. Grandma and Oscar have a sweet tooth, so they split a pan dulce. But Mama and I want something savory and split a croissant. The pan dulce pulls apart into two pillow-like pieces. But when Mama tears our croissant, golden flakes fall all over her shirt and the street. Inside, buttery layers wrap around each other. So often messy food is tasty food. As soon as we get home, Mama puts the dairy and meat in the refrigerator and I place the fruit and vegetables in big, brightly painted bowls. Oscar runs off with the chicharrón to find Papa, and Grandma puts her apron on to start cooking for comida. On the weekends, we have our big meal in the afternoon. Sometimes other members of Papa's family come to join us. Other times, we go to Grandma's sister's house. Aunts, uncles, and cousins from three generations all gather around the table. Everyone brings food, and the meal lasts for hours. This is another reason Saturday is my favorite day. During the week, instead of comida in the afternoon, we stick to Mama's tradition of coffee for the adults and hot chocolate for Oscar and me. Mama boils milk in a little pot on the stove and then mixes in chopped chocolate. Sometimes I put cinnamon in mine. Mama tells us about baguettes, the long, skinny bread her mom would cut up in three pieces for Mama to share with her sisters. They would take turns getting the crust end pieces. Instead of baguette, we eat bolillo. Everyone gets their own and all the crust. We tuck ham or cheese or jelly or just butter in the bolillo. Grandma puts beans in hers. Papa says when he and Mama were first married, he and Grandma would still have comida every day, while Mama would just have her coffee and bread. Then something magical happened, Papa says. You were born, and weekends were for comida, and weekdays were simpler, but still special. You showed us how wonderful it was to partake in both traditions. Whenever we go to the market, Grandma buys lots of different chilies. Long, thin yellow ones, dried, dark red ones, and everyone's favorite, the big dark green ones called poblanos. Mama says Grandma puts chilies in everything. Grandma nods proudly and says Mama puts cream and butter in everything. Dad says he and Oscar and I get the best of two worlds because both Grandma and Mama cook for us. Grandma uses the dried red chiles for enchiladas. She heats them in a skillet and then soaks them in water. Then she puts the chiles and the water in a blender with onion, garlic, and spices to make the sauce for the enchiladas. She dips tortillas in the sauce, puts cheese or chicken on them, and then rolls them up. Just like your crepes this morning, she says. Oscar and I help Mama make a salad and set the table. The air in the kitchen gets warm and spicy. When it is time to eat, we all take our seats. Grandma puts the enchiladas on the table and says, "Provecho." On Sunday morning, when we wake up, we can hear Mama and Grandma busy in the kitchen. They are laughing and singing with the radio. Papa, Oscar, and I find them surrounded by bowls, pots, and cutting boards. We smell crepe batter, but also chilies cooking. I stand on my tippy toes to see what is in the pots on the stove. Onions and poblanos are frying in one pan, and there's another pot full of warm cream. Mama nudges me out of the way to add another crepe to the stack in the oven. Oscar tries to sneak a crepe, but Mama says, "Not yet." "What are you two doing?" Papa asks. "We are making a new recipe," Mama says, and winks at Grandma. Grandma wags a finger at the three of us. "Don't just stand there. There's work to do." Papa cuts squash and sweet peppers in long, thin strips called julienne. He finds room on the full stove for one more pan and sautés the vegetables in butter. Mama has put the poblanos and onions in the food processor with some cilantro. It makes a bright green paste, which she adds to the pot of cream. Papa helps us wrap the cooked vegetables in the crepes. "Just like enchiladas," I say. We line them up in a dish. Then Mama pours the poblano cream mixture over the crepes. Papa pours coffee for the adults and orange juice for Oscar and me. He kisses Grandma on the cheek and then Mama. We'll all take our seats at the table. "Is this breakfast or comida?" Oscar asks. "It's a very special made-up meal," Grandma says. "It's a new tradition just for our family." Mom brings the dish to the table and puts two rolls each on my plate and Oscar's. Then she asks Papa for his plate. When she serves Grandma, Mama says, "Provecho." Grandma smiles and takes the serving spoon from Mama. She puts two rolls on Mama's plate and says, "Bon appétit." "What delicious crepes," I say. "What yummy enchiladas," Oscar says. Grandma is the first to ask for seconds. We really do have the best of both worlds.